The Scoop podcast is brought to you by Grounded. Spray smarter and improve herbicide performance with Grounded, a multifunctional adjuvant from Helena. And welcome to the Scoop podcast. I'm editor of the Scoop, Margie Eckelkamp, joined by Tim Hushen. He is the sustainability and technology director at The Mill, an ag retailer based in Whitehall, Maryland. Tim, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm excited to see what we cover today.
Well, my first curiosity, and hopefully you can shed some light on, what does the sustainability and technology director do? What does your role all entail there at The Mill?
Well, the second part of that title anyway, is probably the hat I wear most often. So definitely the technology part. And then the sustainability piece would be, I mean, you got all the current buzz with the carbon markets and anything like that, but any of our kind of conservation focused efforts, I help lead. And ultimately, everything that we do at The Mill and my role is focused around sustainability. So everything, even from the technology side, just to fertilizer application and decisions and recommendations, we ultimately need to be gearing those towards sustainability.
Well, technology is kind of that bedrock. You have to have the data to be able to demonstrate what you're doing on the acre for so many of those programs, whether they be conservation or carbon. So what is included in kind of that, as you have found it to be, what everybody needs to be able to tell about an acre to participate in any kind of sustainability, conservation, or carbon program?
Yeah, it's that whole holistic view of that data. So the growers need to make sure that they're collecting the data, accurately recording the data, and then being able to have some kind of system, whether it's the growers having it, like a My John Deere, Climate, whatever it might be, or the ag retailer, their trusted advisor and partner, to be able to download, ingest all the data and include anything that the retailer may have, any applications they have made, and be able to kind of piecemeal all that together and put all the puzzles into place.
Now, specific to carbon, what is your role in helping facilitate any kind of carbon contracts? And when did you guys get involved? How many programs do you help enroll growers in today?
Yeah, so we probably first got involved with carbon probably 3 years ago now. And that was originally with the Truterra platform through Land O'Lakes. And that's the one that we're most active with now. And I say most active, but we still only have a couple growers every year that are signing up. And that is predominantly because with our location in Maryland, Northern Maryland, right on the Pennsylvania line too. So we kind of stretch into both states, but there is already heavy use of cover crops and already heavy adoption of no-till. So most growers aren't able to even qualify because they've been using these practices. So we kind of have to pick and choose a little bit, try and find certain farms or fields where growers are recently adopting those, but it's still not a large mover for our footprint.
Yeah. What kind of opportunities are opening up for those long-term practitioners, those folks who have been, you know, for years doing no-till cover crops, et cetera? What opportunities are opening up that you're seeing?
I think for us and our growers, I think there's a lot more potential for some more nitrogen reduction type scenarios. I know there's been a lot of kind of federal money and state money that's being thrown at certain watersheds and definitely in specific river segments that we're starting to see and trying to figure out how we can get involved with and just try and help coach those growers through that and say, ultimately, what we're trying to do is get them to spend less money on inputs, which is pretty novel for a fertilizer dealer to be trying to tell the growers to do. But we know that it's better for them because they don't always need everything, and just try and figure out how we can take some of that money, that funding that is available, and further that on down the food chain back to the grower.
Yeah. You guys are such ag retailers. The trusted advisor are such an important part in enrolling farmers in any kind of a program. If you had to ballpark, including all conservation, all carbon, all sustainability programs, how many are you and your team help manage?
far as growers or programs?
Programs.
Or, I mean, I can come up with probably five that have that sustainability conservation twist to them right off the top of my head. And I'm sure there's a couple others that I may be forgetting, but
yeah,
it's probably a good round number to start with anyway.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So, Tim, how did you get involved in ag retail?
So I didn't grow up directly on a farm. My grandfather had a farm. He still does. Still kind of does everything himself as too. But so I was always involved in agriculture. And my dad and his uncles, or my uncles, all kind of were involved in different segments within the ag sector. And so I just kind of grew up in and around it, always enjoyed the farm life. Just kind of that view and look, and went through college and probably changed majors three different times. So nothing even remotely close to agriculture until I finally kind of settled back in on the ag business piece. And after college, went back and started working for an ag retail, which was actually the mill, where I'm still at today. And so it just kind of has blossomed from there in multiple different roles along the last few years.
Yeah. Absolutely. So what do you think has been the biggest change to the ag retail business from when you started, I guess, about a decade ago until now? So what's been the biggest change in 10 years?
I think for the mill internally, it has been the focus on precision agriculture. Mm-hmm. And up until 4 years ago, we didn't have a dedicated role or dedicated employee waking up thinking about precision ag technology, how those different tools and pieces could be used and benefit the farmer at the same time. I mean, I know there's a lot of other things I could think about. I mean, split application of nitrogen is one that's probably 10, 12 years old, at least in our footprint too. But I think it's just been further enhanced by the data that's come along as well.
Yeah. So Tim, what's your favorite part of your job?
Interacting with the farmers, for sure.
Yeah, excellent. So we are talking to Tim Hushin. He is the Sustainability and Technology Director at The Mill, based out of Maryland. And we will be right back after this message from our podcast sponsor. For today's industry spotlight, we have Austin Anderson, brand manager at Helena Products Group. Austin, tell us about the challenges farmers are facing with weed control today.
Really, the two big ones are around availability of technology. So as we know that we've had some issues with regulatory on a couple of our technologies, just taking some tools out of the toolbox for some growers out there. But then also the second one is about, you know, really having a clear, concise plan to be able to start your fields clean, ultimately to get the biggest yield and stay clean throughout the year.
What are some of those products that retailers can work with farmers to put in that weed management plan?
Well, when you think about it, we've got a lengthy portfolio at HPG from the standpoint of we got a lot of products to offer, but one we want to highlight is Grounded. It's our oil-based adjuvant that really does anything that you need for your pre-emergent herbicide program. So it has drip control built in, it helps with absorption, it's got a good compatibility agent, and then most importantly, when you think about, you know, some of the things that residual herbicides needs, it needs some help being able to stay in that weed kill zone longer for better control for longer periods of time. And then ultimately, you know, being able to help make sure that once you get those rain events where you can activate that herbicide, Grounded has a good UV protection additive built in to where we can really help activate that full amount of that herbicide to where you can really get the performance that you're expecting.
So if folks want to learn more about Grounded, which is the technology created and exclusive to Helena, where would you point them?
Definitely go to helenaagri.com, but also make sure you stop in and see our local retailers close by or call your sales folks and they'll get the right solutions for your farm.
And that is Austin Anderson, brand manager at Helena Products Group. And we're back to our conversation with Tim Hushin. He is Sustainability and Technology Director at The Mill, based out of Whitehall, Maryland. Tim, what do you think is the biggest takeaway from 2023 as we head into the 2024 growing season?
I think there's a couple of different things that jump to my mind first, but I mean, just from my role specifically, the value of data is only increasing year in and year out. From if you're trying to participate in any other kind of program, or even if you're not, just the value that it can bring to the grower's operation internally. That just seems to, like I said, continue growing. And as long as the data is, of course, sorted right and put in the right places, and you have the capability, the retailer has the capability to do some deep dive on that data and try and extract some value out of it, that's really where it's going to become even more crucial.
Yeah. For you guys at the mill, what's just something new that you guys are going to try in the new year?
Something new. I know we're looking at a new spreader that has the section control. One of the high crop spreaders has section control. And another piece would be, it's not terribly new, but a drone. We had a drone running this past season for applying fungicide and foliar fertilizer and also spreading cover crops.
Yeah.
And now we're getting ready to make a purchase on a second drone. That one that's a little bit bigger, a little bit faster. Hopefully we can gain a little bit more efficiency with that one, and also by running two of them.
Yeah. So is your drone operations team, are they in-house?
Yes. Yes, they are. We have two official pilots that are always out with it and running. So we're trying to kick things up a notch there.
Yeah. Where have you found a good fit for those drone applications?
I think for us, it starts with the fungicide piece. We've had, of course, helicopters would be the historical primary mode of action to get that fungicide applied. We used to have probably three different outfits that would do that, and now we're probably down to one. And it just comes down to a timing most of the time. When they come through in a sweeping geography. They go county by county, region by region, and you better hope that your crop's ready for it. Otherwise, you're going to miss the window. So just trying to help fill that niche. And then we also have a lot of landowner pressure and just local communities who don't always like the helicopters flying so low, and they always think that they might be crashing and whatever that may be. So just trying to help alleviate some of that. And then also from the cover crop perspective, Maryland has a really good cover crop program already. And some of those bonus incentives can be paid for early planting and aerial seeding. So just trying to get some multi-species mixes into the crop early in the year, prior to harvest, is where we've currently found another niche that we can start to fill.
Excellent. So Tim, you were named to our awardee list for 2023, the 40 Under 40, a program sponsored by New Farm. So thanks to them and congratulations to you.
Well, thank you. I've heard, or a couple people have said, it's deserving, but I'm still not quite sure if I fit that need, but I appreciate the announcement.
Well, so what would you share, just some words that you would share to others who are in the early chapters of their career in ag retail?
I think one is it's gotta be about passion and drive almost. I mean, you gotta figure out where your niche is, where you can really start honing in. There's a lot of opportunities within ag retail outside of the traditional, whether it's a sales agronomy role or a traditional applicator role. There's just a lot of different emerging pieces and areas that someone could really hone in on. I know with some of our interns that come through every year, we just try and expose them to the different roles, and definitely what mine is very non-traditional. It may be more traditional in the coming years, but at least historically it's not traditional. So just trying to expose any of the younger generations to be able to just say, put yourself out there, go try something new. You're not going to know if you like it or not till you try it. So,
well, as a follow-up to that, what has been the biggest surprise for you in your own career?
I think there's probably two main surprises that come to the top of mind. One is being a lot of growers, openness to try new things. Now they may not be trying to do them across their whole operation, but they're willing to give a partner like the mill and myself the opportunity to kind of showcase what we may be trying to get them to adopt, whether it's a new technology or product. that's been kind of very rewarding for my role, just to be able to have that ability in a certain set of growers that we can kind of go to with some of these newer tools to use. And I think the second thing is, from our experience with the interns, and some of them, we've had some college kids, we've had some high school kids too, and the vast majority of the time, they want to show up. They want to show up early in the morning. They want to kind of get out there, and they don't just want to go out and just pull tissue samples all summer. They want to kind of experience all the different facets of the business. And some of them don't even want to just stay on our agronomy side. I mean, we have a whole other side of our business that's kind of feed and home farm supply retail that we have a lot of, we get a lot of feed sales from like horse and cattle and pigs industry. And so some of the show feeds. And so sometimes they want to go out and experience some of those other parts of agriculture too, animal agriculture, not just row crop.
Yeah. No, that's excellent. Okay, Tim. So I like to round out every podcast interview with maybe three lightning round questions. Okay. So first, what is the most used app on your phone?
Most used app would probably be Outlook for email, for starters, and then some kind of sports app. I'm an avid sports fan.
All right. Who are your teams? Go ahead. Give them a shout out.
Penn State for football, and then Manchester United for soccer. Those would be my top two.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. So what is one prediction for the 2024 growing season?
One prediction for the 2024 season is there will be conservation funding projects that become available to growers that can make them a significant amount of money by not applying as much nitrogen as what they historically have done.
It seems like that is where the trend is going, and you are on the front line to tell us exactly where that trend is going. Okay, so Tim, if you had the magic wand and you could wave it and solve one problem, what would it be?
Erratic weather patterns.
Oh,
that would be what I would try and solve, whether it's too much rain, too little rain, too hot, too dry. If we could even things out, that would make a lot of our work a whole lot easier.
No, that's excellent. Okay. So if Tim, if folks want to find you online or stay up to date with everything you guys have going on at the mill, where can you point them to, whether it be on the web or social media?
Yep. So on our website, we have themillagronomy.com. And then we are also active on Facebook at The Mills Crop Experts. And then we also have a YouTube page as well where we post our videos.
Awesome. Well, Tim, congratulations again to being named to the 40 Under 40. Thank you, listeners, for all joining us today. Until we are on the podcast next, I wish you all a safe and productive season.
Go on the offensive against weeds with Antares Complete from Helena. Antares Complete eliminates early weed competition with long-lasting residual control of broadleaf weeds and grasses. With a balanced premix of three herbicides, Antares Complete combats herbicide resistance and helps soybeans achieve a faster, more vigorous start to the season. Take a tactical first strike against weeds and protect your soybeans early with Antares Complete. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.